Welcome to another message from the Gospel according to Matthew. We're teaching the Gospel of Matthew from the Greek text. And when we finish this, we'll only have one book left in the New Testament to do from Greek, and that is the book of Acts. The book of Matthew has a lot of prophecies in it. And before we go to the book of Matthew, we're going to go back all the way to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, the 9th chapter, and verse number 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation. Your king is coming to you. Now, Israel would have a king, Messiah, come to her. This king would be of the root of Jesse, a son of David, a grandson of David, many times removed. And this son would also be like Moses, a great leader. And this king and son will be the son of the Most High God. He will actually be Jehovah become flesh, John 1:14. Kai hu logos sarx agento, and the word, the Jehovah, flesh he became and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of Father, that one has led himself out. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just. He is righteous, and he is just. And he is endowed with salvation. He is the holder of salvation. Humble and mounted on a donkey. Now we know in the Old Testament that all those great kings rode horses, powerful steeds. Horses are fast and they're powerful. A donkey is very careful. The word donkey in Hebrew means to walk carefully. A donkey won't go into danger. Not very many times did people ever use donkeys in war, because a donkey's got better sense than to go into battle. Mules they have enough trouble with also. When people would go down into the Grand Canyon, they would ride on these very narrow pathways and switchbacks down in that great canyon, and they would use mules because mules are a lot steadier than horses. Horses will get excited and maybe jump off or fall off a cliff with you. My son Gary and I were riding up in the High Sierras at one time, back in a deep canyon. There were a lot of riders up there. And Gary had a horse. He was called Smokey Joe Devil. We call him Smokey. That was his registered name. He was Appaloosa. Ugly as sin, but was one of the greatest horses that I ever sat on. And Gary either. This horse was as sure-footed as he could be, even though he had shoes or feet that big, very, very large feet. I used to laugh and say you could shoe him with toilet seats. He had large feet. We went back in this very difficult, dangerous area, and the pathway there was only about this wide, and it was solid rock, chiseled out of rock. That horse would place one foot in front of the other, and the foot would actually hang over the ledge. There were a lot of horses on this trail ride. And I was riding my horse. I had to get off and lead him because he was too dangerous to ride in this area. I had to lead him. Gary was riding that old steady horse. There was a woman up on her horse, a young woman on her horse up there, and the horse was real nervous. And down below was about 1,000 or 2,000 foot drop. And it went all the way down into pine trees. This was almost above the tree level. The woman's horse finally started screaming and hollering and neighing, and turned right around and jumped off out in midair. And down below it, the horses were, people were trying to make way for its falling. The horse was in midair and the girl was in midair. The horse and the girl both were killed. But old Smokey stood there with Gary on his back, just as steady as a rock. Humble and mounted on a donkey, not a war horse. Now in the Revelation, the 19th chapter, when Jesus comes, there in verse number 11, he's riding a war horse. But now he comes humble and mounted on a donkey, a animal of peace. Even a colt, the foal, actually it is the foal of a female donkey, the foal of a she donkey. Even on a colt, the foal of a she-donkey. Now, let's go to the book of Matthew. One time, you know, I've lived a long life. See, I'm over 70 years. I'm living on borrowed time, so to speak, because we're only given 70 years to live, and I just beat that by a little bit in spite of all the odds with cancer and poison and everything else that I've had in my life. But I had a man a long time ago, 50 years ago, I guess, at least, tell me that he had never believed in a Messiah that was a horse thief. I said, what do you mean a horse thief? He said, well, look over here. He had this one memorized. This was his excuse for not believing in God. Now, the Old Testament said that Jesus would ride into Jerusalem on his triumphant entry, riding on the foal of a she-donkey. And it says that the donkey had never been ridden before. Jesus would tame and ride that donkey into that city. And the donkey is an animal of peace. He's going to come holy, lowly, and riding on a donkey. Now this man told me I would never believe in a God that's a horse thief. Now let's look at this briefly. What all does God own in this world? What does he own?
Nothing.
What does God own in this world?
Everything.
He owns everything. He owns a thousand hills and the cattle on a thousand hills. Now all that we have is only ours for a moment in time. All that we have is only ours for a moment in time. And whatever we have is actually God's and not ours. Now let's look and see what this scripture say about this so-called horse thief, so-called. Kai hote hengison ace urusalema, kai elthon ace bathag bathfage, ace to oros ton elion tote Jesus apostelain dio mathetes. And when they drew near unto Jerusalem, that's Jesus and his disciples. Now we know that Jesus had just healed blind people, the blind see, and we know that those blind men wanted to see. A lot of the panhandlers you see on the side of the road here, I go down here toward Bakersfield, and there in one great big shopping sim, it says, no peddlers, no panhandlers, no thieves, no beggars, no signs. All of this. Now, I see a lot of those people very healthy down there holding up a sign, I'm homeless or I'm something. And I know some of those people. They're not homeless. But this is a good way to make money. Now, some of them are crippled, indeed. And some of them will say, I'm a veteran. And I had one of my veteran friends go by and he said, What service in the military were you in? Oh, I'm in the Army. The same guy now, he came by the next day. He didn't remember very well. He said, what branch of service was he in? Oh, it was in the Air Force. They didn't keep their lies straight. Now, these people that Jesus healed over there in the 20th chapter, they wanted to see. They didn't want to be beggars. They wanted to see. Give us our sight. And Jesus did. Now he comes here. Now he's giving them healing. And now he's going to ride into Jerusalem. And the disciples and him, they came to Bethphage. The house of unripe figs is what that means. That is an Aramaic word. The house of unripe figs. Unto the mountain of Olives. The Mount of Olives. And I've been on that mountain. I stayed on that mountain for several weeks, I believe. The Mount of Olives. Then Jesus, he sent two disciples. He sent with authority. Now, that word of apostello, that's the same word as apostle. And then he's telling them something. He's giving them a charge here. And verse number 2, Legon autois peruste eis tain komen tain kata nante himon kai euthios furesete oinon dadaemenen kai pilon meth autes lusantes agagete mui. Saying to them, you go unto the city. The opposite of us here. And immediately you shall find a female donkey having been tied, even with her colt. Even with a colt of her. And then it says, having loosed, you bring them to me. Now, this is not a case of horse thieving. Not a case of horse thief. This is not, man is not a horse thief. Jesus owned every donkey on that mountain. Jesus owned the mountains that the donkeys were sitting upon. But he's going to borrow this donkey. He's going to borrow it. Not permanently either. In verse number 3, Kai ein tis himen, a pain ti erete hote ho kyrios, auton creon eke euthus de apostole autus. And if, this little old third class conditional particle there. Undetermined but with prospect of determination. And here it's going to be fulfilled. And if anyone he may say to you, what? Ye shall say that the Lord, that Jehovah. Jesus referred to himself as Jehovah God, Lord of the heavens and the earth. The Lord of them, the one that belongs, that they belong to. Jesus owned the cattle on 1,000 hills and the donkeys, the horses, the mules, whatever it was. Every goat and sheep, he owned them all. Now Jehovah has need of it, or of them. Immediately, he shall send them. The firstborn of every donkey, every male donkey, is the Lord's. That's under the law. The firstborn of every animal is Jehovah's. It is Jehovah's. This donkey had to be redeemed with a lamb or something, or else his neck was broken and it was offered. And this donkey was legally Jesus' donkey. The Lord. Every firstborn that opened the matrix of any animal was the Lord's. Need he has immediately, and he shall send them. Roman leaders were not referred to as Lord until the time of Domitian. The only way that this could be interpreted here is that the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of all of Israel, has need of this firstborn donkey, and it is his, and he's claiming it. But he only claimed it for a while. Now, this donkey may have not had even been redeemed yet. We do not know. But it's probably at least 3 or 4 years old. 21 verse 4 now. Tuto de gegonen hina plerothe to rethen dia tu prophetu legontes. Now this thing, it happened. It became, in order that it might be filled up and fulfilled, the thing having been spoken by the prophet saying. And we read that in the book of Zechariah. We read that in that book. 21 verse 5 now. Epate te thigatri Zion edu ho basileus su erkete sui pros kai epi bebekos epi onon kai epi polon huion hippo zigio. You tell to the daughter of Zion, behold the king of you. He comes for himself. He is leading himself in now. Meek. And having been meek and mild and forgiving and benevolent. That's what that word pros means there. And having been mounted upon a donkey, a burro, even upon a colt, the son of a female donkey. Under yoke. An animal subjected to a yoke. That's what that means. Hippo zigio. Under the yoke. An animal, a colt of an animal under the yoke. Now this donkey was going to get to be graced by the Son of the Universe. The Son of God and the Master of the Universe is going to ride upon him. That donkey was very special. The Old Testament foretold about him. Porun thetes de hoi mathete. Kai poesantes kathos sinatoxin. Autois ho Jesus. And having gone the disciples, and having done just as directed them the Jesus. This is one place that the disciples really trusted Jesus. They stuck their neck out for him. They trust him just as if he was a literal king, mighty and able to back up what they were doing. They could have been arrested and punished for this act, but they weren't. Because the owners of the donkey realized God touched their hearts when they said, the Lord Jehovah has need of him. Because Jehovah, maybe the owner of that donkey did not redeem that donkey according to the law. And it was Jehovah still. Who knows everything about this little story? But it's true. 21 verse number 7. Agogon, te oinon, kai ton, pulon, kai api thekon, epiauton ta hematia kai epikathisen epano auton. And they brought the donkey and the colt, the youngling is what it says, literally, the youngling, and they put upon them the garments. They put upon them the garments, and he sat upon them. And he sat upon the garments that were placed upon the animals. 21 verse 8. Ho de pleistos, o klos, estra son, hiauton ta hematia en te hodo, aloe de ek copton, claudus apoton dedron kai estra nu, en te hodo. And a very large crowd. Now there's 5,000 to 10,000 people here. And they threw down of themselves the garments in the way, in the road. Now these people, as they were following Jesus and as they were going and running alongside Jesus, they were throwing their garments down for the donkey to walk on. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you a little bit about donkeys. Jesus tamed this donkey very well. He tamed this donkey in every way. He tamed his mind, his sight, and everything. The donkey would trust Jesus totally as he was being led. A long time ago in Fish Lake Valley when I was, well, this was about 1961. I was a young man, very tall, taller than I am now, actually. And I was training two donkeys for Wayne Martini, the cow boss of the Cord Ranch, the Cord Duesenberg and Auburn man, the man that invented and built the Cord Duesenberg and Auburns on that ranch there. My dad was his horseman, and I was his assistant horseman. And I was training two beautiful donkeys for Wayne Martini to drive. I was training them to drive. And I was driving this one donkey. Now, I had a surcingle on him, and that was all, just a place to put the two lines through that I was driving him. And I hadn't been working him much over a week or two. This is a pretty, and he's a wild donkey. So I had tamed him down a little bit. He was beautiful gray with the stripe across his back and his mane and everything like Marilyn likes. She likes those donkeys. She thinks they're cute. Anyway, I was driving down there, and they were filming a movie called The Nevada Story. And they were out there. My stepdad was riding a horse cutting cattle out in the field, and they were out there with the cameras photoing him, shooting him. And they looked over to me, and the director says, "I want him." And they were going to go in front of the Cord Mansion. Now, Marilyn, you have been there now. We were riding down that long way. I was riding that donkey down there. And at that time, the creek, Lighty Creek, went right straight through the ranch, and there were trout in that creek, really beautiful, and it ran right straight through. But there was a little bridge that went over the creek there in the roadway. And they grabbed me, and they said, "We want you to go on the donkey." I said, "He's never been ridden before." That's a wild donkey. "Yeah, but we want to show how the people of Nevada can use these wild donkeys. How wonderful they are as pets and animals and work, whatever." I said, "I've never ridden him before. I've only driven him." And so I got on him. I wrapped up the lines. I got on him. I had nothing. The circus signal was more in my way than anything else. So I started riding up the way. And the driveway goes like this and circles all the way around and goes out. And all along this driveway are poplar trees, real tall poplar trees. Now, I said this for many years, but those poplar trees were fence posts at one time. They cut down fresh poplar posts and put them in the ground, and every one of them grew. They were fence posts, but they grew into trees. And I'm driving that horse down this lane, lined both sides with these big, tall poplars, about 50 feet tall or so at that time. And then they made me get on the donkey and start riding him. They didn't take no for an answer. They wanted me in that movie. So I got on the donkey, wrapped up the lines, and started riding him down there. We come to the bridge. The donkey is not going to cross the bridge. They won't go put themselves in danger of it. They're not going to cross the river. They think it might be too deep. You know, when you're driving around, they said if you see a flash flood or whatever, and water crosses the driveway or the roadway, don't go across it because it might be washed out. The donkey's got good sense. Well, the donkey came up to the fence, to the bridge, and he wouldn't go any further. I said, he's not going to cross that bridge. He is careful. He is not going to cross that bridge. I said, don't worry. And all of these guys in the movie, what they call the best grips and whatever, they picked me and the donkey up at the same time and put us on the other side of the bridge. Wow. The donkey was a little bit shook up. And remember, this donkey is not broke. And the first time he's ever been ridden. And so they wanted me to ride the donkey. They got another picture. They cut it off here when I came to the bridge. Took the picture, started filming in after I crossed the bridge with the donkey. And we come over there in front near Cord's house, E.L. Cord. They said, make him trot. I said, I don't know if he's going to trot or not. I'd never done this with this before. So I was kicking him, trying to make him go a little faster. Started trotting a little bit. And then he broke in two and threw me up in the air and I fell flat on my back. They had spooked him too much. So they put me back on the donkey and I trotted in front of Cord's house with a donkey. Now the whole story about that is this donkey, now they're throwing their clothing down at the foot of this donkey, in front of this donkey, and the donkey is walking along like nothing's happening. This is not normal. Miraculous things are happening all along here. And a very large crowd, 5,000 to 10,000 people, and they threw down of themselves the garments in the road. Others, they kept on cutting branches from the trees. Now, this is nearer the Feast of Pentecost. And they're on the Feast of Pentecost, they make little huts and things out of palm leaves. Now, they're throwing the palm leaves that they've cut and are throwing down them in the pathway to make the pathway soft for the Messiah King of Israel. Just like the prophet said, I am come to make, John the Baptist has come to make the pathway straight and soft. And I've come to announce the King. Now they were doing all of this, and the donkey's just walking right along. There's like nothing going on. Now, people out there, you read this story, but you don't know the rest of the story. There's more going on here than what you realize. That donkey has been totally sedated by the peace of God. Because the donkey won't walk on this, but this donkey did. From the trees. And they kept on throwing these limbs and everything in the way. 29, 21 and verse 9. Hoy de Ocloy. Boy, the crowd gets bigger. Hoy proagontes auton kai hoy aculothontes ekrazon legontes odana to huio David eulogiomenos ho erkomenos en onomate curiu Osana en tois hepistois. Now there's a crowd going before Jesus now, just like it said that Elijah would come before the great Messiah and he would announce his coming. And now the people are going into Jerusalem and waving palm leaves, screaming and holler, Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Save, we pray. Save us, we pray, we beg you. Save us, we beg you. And the crowds. Now we have 10 to 20,000 people now. It's getting bigger. 10 to 20,000 people is the one going before him and the ones following him, and they kept on crying out. They kept on in perfect tense crying out, saying, "Save us! Save us! To the Son of David." Now remember, these blind men had called Jesus the Son of David, the Messiah, King of Israel, the Promised One, according to the Davidic covenant. Having been blessed, the one, having come in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the Most High. Hosanna in the Hosanna Most High. Save us, we pray you, Lord. Save us, we beg you, Lord. Hosanna in the highest honor and the highest praise. Jesus is accepted as Messiah and King of Israel right here. 21 verse 10. Kai eis elthontes autu eis Jerusalema eis este posa he pelis logusa tis esten hutos. And having entered into Jerusalem, it was shaken like an earthquake. That word is shaken like an earthquake. All of the city shouting and saying, "Who is this one? Who is this one?" The leaders of Jerusalem's hearts were petrified in sin and in rejection. Religious unfeeling, formalism. Their hearts were petrified. And yet, the great multitude here accepted Jesus as a Messiah, King of the Son of David and King of Israel. And they opened their hearts to him, and yet the leaders closed their hearts to him. 21 verse 11. Hoi deo cloi, elogon, hutos esten ho prophetes, Jesus ho apo Nazareth, tes Galileas. And the crowds, they kept on saying, "This one, he is the prophet, Jesus, the one from Nazareth, coming out of Galilee. This is the prophet. This is the one coming from Nazareth, out of Galilee." They had accepted Jesus as the Messiah, Son of David and King of Israel. And there are people here that are not happy about this. Let's read this back in the Amplified Bible, 21 and verse 1 to 11. "And when they came near Jerusalem, they reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two disciples on ahead, saying to them, 'Go into the village that is opposite you, and at once you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall reply, the Lord needs them, and he will let them go without delay.'" This was the Lord's colt. Anyway, this is a young colt, and it was the Lord. The first colt that opens the matrix of the mother is the Lord. "And this happened that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled, and say to the daughter of Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey, a beast of burden." Zechariah 9:9 and Isaiah 62 and verse 11. "Then the disciples went and did just as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their coats upon them, and seated him upon the clothing. And most of the crowd kept spreading their garments on the road." Now remember, these are donkeys. Donkeys are not going to walk on like this, unless some miraculous thing that goes completely against their nature, and yet they do it. And they kept cutting branches from the trees and scattering them upon the road. And the crowds that went ahead of him and those who followed him kept shouting, "Hosanna! Oh, be propitious, graciously inclined to the Son of David, the Messiah. Blessed and praised and glorified be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! Oh, be favorably disposed in the highest heaven." Psalm 118 and verse 26 is where this is quoting from and fulfilled. "And when they entered into Jerusalem, all the city was agitated." It became agitated and trembling and excitement and said, "Who is this?" And the crowd replied, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Nazareth was in Galilee, part of that area. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out for you. I hope that I have bragged on my Jesus. I hope that I've made him the center of our worship and of our belief. The Messiah, King of Israel, that rode in and tamed the donkeys, tamed their very natures, took away all their fears, as you can also all of these that are out there, that are afraid of disease and death and things that are in to the end of their lives. And some of them just beginning to go into the world. And Father, I pray for all of these in every stage of life. Let them know that you are the King of their lives, that you can help them in every way, in every avenue. Forgive us, Father, when we fail you. Help us to glorify you with your word. Help us to shine forth the offer of salvation to every man in every country all over the world. Please, Father, forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.